Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mary Walter with Hans von Spakovsky sitting in for an ailing Vince Connies. Hopefully Vince will be back with us on Monday. And joining us right now, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Brett, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, good morning.
Glad to have you. So much to cover because it has just been so crazy this past week. Let's talk about this. I know.
Which week hasn't been, you know, just drinking from a fire hose, right?
I feel when we do this wrap-up with you that we should just be playing the Benny Hill theme underneath the entire time. Let's talk about this omnibus spending bill. And does Chuck Schumer is actually happy. How did Republicans once again manage to grasp defeat from the jaws of victory? How do they keep doing this?
Well, they just backed into a corner. And you know, it's really interesting to see some in the Republican Party who have been deficit hawks, you know, all of their campaign life and most of their legislative life, again voting for something that, one, was pushed through, you know, without the 3 days reading it time, and two, is chock full of things that Republicans would never vote for. Usually there's a give and a take. This was, again, kind of constructed and forced for a vote. So it is a heinous process, and I think you're going to hear some lawmakers weigh in about it. That said, it is passed, and Republicans are hanging their hat largely on the increase to the Pentagon and the U.S. military, which is significant.
Brett, why do you think the president, I mean, look, the president, we've been using the word pugnacious all morning, which I think is a very good description of him. Why do you think he's giving in on this? I'm kind of surprised that he's not out there giving Congress a hard time about this, but it seems like that they're just accepting it or going to sign it.
Right. I literally think it's the military and that they've, you know, sold them that this is how you get this, and it sets up, you know, down the road. This administration still has visions of an infrastructure bill. Remember, we just crossed $21 trillion for the national debt. And, you know, this is the same candidate, Donald Trump, who said we have to deal with that at some point, otherwise we're going to become Greece. So I think, you know, their big philosophy is growth and making sure that growth continues and getting above 3%, maybe even into 4%, and then tackling those other issues. It's just that we always, as a country, seem to be one election away from tackling those other issues.
And that's the problem. We were discussing this morning with the listeners, and people are mad. And they said, you know what, if Trump signs this bill, come the midterms, they're not voting. And that's a problem for the Republicans because they seem to think that they're going to continue to hold both houses and the presidency, and that there's going to be time down the road. Once the Democrats get in, it's over. They're definitely in the minority, and Democrats are going to, first thing they're going to do is try to impeach this president, and we're going to get nowhere. So Republicans are letting the time slip through their hands. Again, with this, you noted about the $1 trillion. We passed $21 trillion for the first time. Do you know it only took them 6 months to go to pass that $21 trillion. They added $1 trillion in 6 months.
Yeah, well, you know, you can spend. Definitely can spend. If things are cooking and people are voting, there's definitely Washington can do that. And this, you know, there are real concerns. If you talk to people who follow this for their entire lives, they say, you know, eventually you have to turn the aircraft carrier around to just start turning it. And the beginning doesn't have to be that painful. I mean, you can do things around the edges with entitlements that on Social Security security and on other things that even as a campaign issue is not that tough to sell, one would think. But this president has not indicated that he's ready to do that, and obviously this Congress is not... Is not standing up to that.
Let's talk about John Bolton stepping in where H.R. McMaster has stepped out. Why do you think this change was made?
Well, I think the president is finding his executive voice, if you will. He's finding that he, on big issues, knows where he stands, and he wants people around him that, you know, echo that or can articulate it like he thinks it should be. And, you know, he said it in his own words on the South Lawn that I'm almost to where I have it, where I want it to be. Now, you know, this in Washington terms is chaotic and you know, there's this portrayal that the White House is coming apart at the seams, but the president is getting who he wants. And I think that the change of Rex Tillerson and H.R. McMaster is part of that.
You know, part of that too, Brett, and I wonder if you have an answer for this. I'm surprised that the president hasn't taken more advantage of the recess appointment process. Given, again, his pugnacious attitude normally, I'm surprised, given how many slots are open in the government, that he's not using the recess appointment process to get folks in while they wait for their regular nomination.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he is, you know, in the loop about what is possible on a lot of those fronts, and who knows, that may be coming, Hans. I think you're right. There are a number of spots open. We should remember, though, that this administration also hasn't put forward names on a number of spots down the rung. So as many as you have kind of slow walking in the Senate, there are still open nominations. You know, maybe that'll change soon.
Well, Brett, there are so many other things we didn't even have time to get to, but thank you so much for helping us make sense of just this lunacy and this insanity, like you said, drinking from a fire hose every single day in this city. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. See you guys.
That's Brett Baer, anchor special report on the Fox News Channel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.